Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Rick Smith is our guest. He's the author of The Leap. He's the founder of Bionic. Bionicsolution.com is the website. It's an organization that is helping big companies find a way to get small so they can actually do something innovative. Right, Rick?
Yeah, that's actually a great way to put it. I like that. Big companies try to get small.
Try to make them. Exactly. Rick, I've been saying for a long time that the world would be a better place, and I know it. I know it sounds gratuitous coming from me, and maybe a little bit, part of my shtick. But I believe this with all my heart. The world would be a better place if it would try to model itself more after Main Street. And I mean, from a business standpoint, from an execution standpoint, from a value standpoint, the world would be a better place if it were more like Main Street small businesses. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and the other side of that comment is, if you look at some of the technologies and assets that these large companies have, if one day they couldn't focus at all on their primary business and they just had to launch all these other things, it'd have an amazing effect on the world. There's so many cool things out there.
That's right. Well, that's the reason why I want to do whatever I can do to help you, because I think you're onto something. I think what you're doing is what big companies are going to have to do. Because they're not going to be able to continue to carve out growth as in their traditional model. They've got to spin off some innovation. So what I want to talk about now, though, is I want to talk about how the organization is handling this kind of growth direction, because this is a problem for a lot of big companies. I mean, small companies. I know you know this. Just because you want to grow doesn't mean your organization is ready to grow.
Yeah, well, I think they realize that. The profit growth for the last 15 years has come almost exclusively from cost reduction
and global expansion.
Yeah, exactly. And they're kind of out of both of those things. So, right. This is really one of the first times the CEOs themselves are saying, wow, I'm committing to the market at levels of growth that I don't currently have the capability for. And, we've never done this before,
right.
And we've got to get good at it really quickly. So we're getting traction at the CEO level.
I was going to ask really you, are you getting commitment from the CEO on this? Are you able to get, how close are you able to get to the CEO on this?
Yeah, so I mean, our main sponsor is the CEO of General Electric, of GE,
good.
They're they're rolling this out across all 10 divisions,
right.
That they have, and we see that with a lot of the other large companies, where it's typically the president or general manager of a $10 billion division that says,
right.
Look, I've got to figure this out.
Right.
We've got a bunch of ideas. There's no shortage of ideas to launch new businesses. We
right.
just don't know how to do it.
Exactly.
We do, it's too expensive and we're not fast enough.
So but now when you spin off these units, are you taking people from the company or are you hiring new people? Are you bringing in fresh blood?
Yeah, so we actually don't spin them out of the companies. The goal, because that's not really the interest.
But
the large companies want to expand core business, so they want to launch new
businesses. But they're still having to, and that's I apologize. That's probably not the right way, the technical way to say it. But these units are operating somewhat independently, right? Otherwise, they can't be innovative.
Well, that's sort of the trick, right? You've got to carve out enough of an environment where they're free to test,
yeah.
to come up with wrong answers, to go to the market without all these
right.
internal regulations, but at the same time, not take them so far away that once it starts working, they can never bring them back.
But
into
how? Division. What's the blend of the corporate people and the blend of the new people? How are you doing that?
Yeah, so it's all teams of the company. So we basically say, give us some funding for, give us the team that's funded an idea, and we will take that team through a process.
So you don't bring in anybody from the outside. You basically take people they already have, put them over in that division, so to speak. And
yep.
And okay, do you do any testing? Do you do anything to make sure you're not bringing a bunch of hidebound people over?
Well, we work with the teams. You know, there's two things we do. I mean, we do direct coaching. We have a staff of entrepreneurs, all successful entrepreneurs that now are working on these launch teams.
Okay, so they're excited to go there.
Exactly, yeah. and we provide air cover for the company to create the environment to make them successful.
All right, so this, Rick, as you can tell, I'm fascinated by this. I'm very excited that you're doing it. I think you're onto something. I'm going to do whatever I can do to help you because I think it's good that you're doing this because this is potentially good business for small business to support these organizations and for them to become their customers. So keep us posted. Let's get you back soon and keep us posted on how things are going.
That sounds great. Really enjoyed talking to you.
BionicSolution.com, right? Rick Smith, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. That was fascinating to me, and I'm sure it was to you too. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.